Welcome to the third podcast of the Englefield Land Archaeology Project. I'm Eli Boston of Bowdoin College, calling from Cape Grinnell. This is the third episode, and today is Thursday, July 3rd. I was cut off last time. I know I was under the time limit, so I'm guessing we lost the satellite. So I apologize for that again, and we'll try to keep this one brief, and hopefully we'll cut out. So, let's see. When I last left you, I was talking about what we'd found, and there's actually been a couple other new finds since then that have been pretty exciting. Again, Trina's luck seems to have held, and she's just today found a stone end blade at the Dorset site. This would be a point that would be chipped out of stone and put on the end of a harpoon used for hunting sea mammals like walrus and seals. She also found another small meteoric iron blade, and next to it a ivory harpoon head that the blade would have fit into. So definitely some very good evidence and good examples of Dorset hunting techniques. Fred also found a square piece of iron. We think it's a nail. We're not too sure yet, but that's probably from the 1853 voyage of Elijah Kent Kane, an American explorer who ended up on this coast during 1853 and actually named the Cape Grinnell after his the source of his funds. Let's see. The ice report for today is about the same as the last couple of days. It's been a little cooler for the past few days with a little bit more fog. So some of the leads have frozen in a little bit, but for the most part, still pretty thick ice, still a few open leads. I've also managed to try a couple new activities, one being swimming in the ocean, which I've got to admit was a new and very cold experience, but very invigorating too. We've also been able to try some muktuk, which is whale blubber and skin from a narwhal, and it's probably something I will only do once. It doesn't taste bad at first. For about a second or two, it's kind of soft and chewy and tastes pretty good. But then all of a sudden, it gets surprisingly hard and crunchy, and I wasn't anticipating that. And gotta say, that didn't really do it for me. But some people did seem to really enjoy it, so maybe that's just my weird taste. We also were able to walk along the ice foot along the beach for about a mile or so, and on that we found what we think might be some polar bear hair, but that may have been brought in by another animal, because we have yet to see any actual signs of polar bears or really much animal life at all. There are a couple Arctic hare who are living sort of next to our camp, seem to enjoy watching us move around, and we've seen a few birds, but that's about it for animal life. And so far, I guess that's about it. All right. Goodbye.